إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا وبعد. My brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, He described and prescribed and stated the purpose of our creation, which is His dhikr, which is His ibadah. When he said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, we have not created the jinn and the human beings for anything other than our ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Allah said, and establish the salah for my dhikr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He created us for His dhikr, for His ibadah, and He showed us how to do this ibadah, which is by means of salah. And then the method, what is salah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught this to His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this method to us, where he demonstrated it and he told the Sahaba, pray as you have seen me pray. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. The benefit of this salah, the benefit of this dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the benefit of dhikr, what is the benefit of dhikr? Dhikr is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance. What is the benefit of dhikr? What is the benefit of remembrance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. You make my dhikr, I will make your dhikr. You mention me, I will mention you. Washkuruli wala takfurun, and make shukr for me, be thankful to me, be grateful to me, and do not be ungrateful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when my slave remembers me within himself, I remember him within myself. And when my slave remembers me in a gathering, then I remember him in a gathering which is better than his gathering. So when we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either privately, individually, personally, or in public, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise takes our name and remembers us by name in a similar situation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the other benefit of salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sta'inu bis sabri was salah. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, take the help of sabr and salah. If you are in any need, whatever the need might be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and showed us what we should do. And what must we do? We must make all the effort that we can make in that context. Sabr, make the maximum effort, behave with fortitude, behave with patience and consistency, and was salah, and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establish salah and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assured us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who do sabr. So we have seen here, the purpose of our creation is to make the dhikr of Allah, is to obey Allah, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Number one. Number two, how to do that? By means of salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, establish salah for my dhikr. And then how is the salah to be done? As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us, that is how it is to be done. And the fourth one is that how does this salah help me in my life in this world? It helps me by being the means by which I can overcome all difficulties that I might face. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us as far as salah is concerned? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, salah begins with purity and with tahara. We will not go into that just now. We will inshallah talk about that later, but just as a reminder, taharat is the condition of salah, purity is the condition of salah. So if you need to make ghusl, you must make ghusl, and then we must make wudu, because without wudu, salah is not valid. So therefore wudu is conditional upon salah, or salah is conditional upon wudu. But after that, salah begins with what we call takbir-e-tahrima, where you raise your hands to your ears and you say Allahu Akbar, and you fold your hands or leave your hands by the side, depending on whichever method you are following. So you raise your hands and you fold your hands, so Allahu Akbar, takbir-e-tahrima. Why is it called takbir-e-tahrima? Takbir because it is, you are saying Allahu Akbar, you are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. Tahrima because it makes everything else haram. It makes everything else redundant except the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So this salah is a framework and it is an example and it's a template for the entire life of the Muslim. It's not just a ritual to be completed. It is not some exercise to be done. It is not some yoga asana to be done that you stand up and then you fold your hands and then you bend forward and so on and so on. It is a direct communication without any barriers, without any intercessors, without any agents, without any facilitators, without any enablers, between the slave and his Rabb, his Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It's direct communication. It is the abd speaking to the Rabb jalla jalaluhu in a way which is prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So salah is not as per our wish. Salah is as per Allah's wish. And the purpose of salah is twofold. One is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second one is to remind us of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a relationship of obedience, of ubudiyat, of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we stand by and we begin the salah therefore by saying Allahu Akbar. We glorify the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, meaning that there is nobody and nothing who or what is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means that therefore when the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before me, everything else becomes redundant and useless. Anything that goes contrary to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not obey because I cannot obey. Allahu Akbar, we throw the whole world behind our backs when we raise our hands, and then Allahu Akbar, we fold our hands in a gesture of submission and respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we have entered the state of salah, everything and anything else becomes something that we ignore. It is not relevant to us. This is the life of a mu'min, life of a Muslim, where he says, I have turned my face towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am standing in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the rest of the world is redundant. I do not obey, I do not care for the rest of the world because I am before my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. This means that anything in the world which goes contrary to the hukum of Allah, anything in the world which distracts me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will reject it. Right? And then we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. We seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then we recite Surah Al-Fatiha. We begin with the praise and thanks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recognize and we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the owner of the Day of Judgment. We glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the most merciful, the most beneficent. We glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the owner of the Day of Judgment, and then we make a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, I worship only you and I seek help only from you. This is the pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a promise, this is a covenant, this is what we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the basis of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu as his ibad. And we are saying, O Allah, I worship only you and I ask help only from you. So when I ask help, you must give me help because I don't ask anybody else. I worship you and therefore you must forgive me because I do not worship anybody else. This is the meaning of the pledge. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And then we remind ourselves and say, we make dua, O Allah, therefore guide me to the path of steadfastness, guide me to the path of righteousness, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, guide us to the path of steadfastness and righteousness and all that is good, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And then we remind ourselves and reiterate the path of those who received your blessing and not the path of those who received your anger or who were misguided. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. صِرَاطِ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Ameen. We ask Allah to accept. So we have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have removed ourselves and disconnected ourselves from anything massive Allah, anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are glorifying His greatness and majesty, accepting it and owning it. And we are saying that this is who we will be returned to. We make a pledge that we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is so that we, then when we come out of Salah, we fulfill this pledge. We worship only Allah and we ask help from only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then of course we go into Ruku, a symbol of our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we go into Sujood, which is a symbol of total subservience and total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who has no partners. So this salah is a indicator and it is a template for us to run our whole life, to mold our entire life on this basis. So the salah is not just worship as in a ritual. The salah is a reminder to us 5 times a day. And bismillahi ta'ala, by the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as many times as we want to do, as far as the sunan and nawafil are concerned. But minimum 5 times a day, it reminds us that I am obedient only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala precedes everyone and everything else, because that is the purpose of my creation. And because I owe everything I have to Allah. And because to Him is my return, when I die, I will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why do I worship Allah? Because of these reasons. Because Allah created me, because Allah sustains me, because I owe everything I have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my return, therefore I worship only Allah and nobody else. I seek help only from Allah, because la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, there is no one who has any strength and any power and any ability to do anything or any ability to take a decision or give or to take other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Therefore, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. I do not make shirk, I do not join partners with Allah because Allah has no partners. If somebody says there are 2 suns in the sky, you will say you are a fool because you can see there is only 1 sun. Where is the question of 2 suns? If somebody says the earth has 2 moons, they say, well, you know, one must be in your head because there is only 1 moon. Where is the 2nd moon? So similarly, if somebody says Allah has no partners, of course He has no partners. If somebody says Allah has partners, He is a fool, he is lying, or He does not understand. Where is the partner? Allah has no partner. We say La ilaha illallah because this is a fact. This is the actual reality. And this is what Salah reminds us. So Salah is a complete template for our entire life, on which we need to mold our lives. And then, as I said, when we do that, what happens? Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions us. And what can be greater than that? What can be a bigger honor than that? And second one is that for everything that I need, salah is the key. It is al-muftahul jannah, it is the key to jannah, and it is the key to the success of this world. Anything I need, I stand, I make 2 rakat of salah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me. It's as simple as that. As simple as that. But for this we need to make the effort. And to make the effort, we need to understand the benefit of this. Just think about this. I am very interested in wildlife and so on. So I go on, you know, this safari, that safari. I've been to places sometimes which are so bitterly cold. I remember once in Port Elizabeth in South Africa, we were on this beautiful reserve called Kwantu, which belongs to a very dear friend of mine, Yusuf Ajiva. Early morning, going in the open jeep, I'm wearing a balaclava, I'm wearing gloves, I'm wearing a massive jacket, I've got a double blanket on my knees and around me, and it is so cold that my teeth are chattering literally. I'm going brrr because my teeth are chattering, with that cold. But it does not stop me from going out to try to take photographs of animals, which I'm not going to eat. I mean, those are animals which are on a park. I'm going to come back and eat poached egg or toast anyway. But I'm saying that I do all of this. Why? Because I'm interested. I think this benefits me. Oh, mashallah, I'm going to enjoy it. Alhamdulillah, I also prayed Salatul Fajr, but I'm saying, supposing at that time I find that I am willing to do this, but to go to a masjid peacefully and pray Salatul Fajr, this is not possible for me because I am too sleepy or whatever it is, I'm not, what do you say to that? How shameful is that? How utterly shameful is that? But why do we do that? Because the reality is lack of iman. Do I really believe that I am standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I really believe that this salah will benefit me? Do I really believe that one day I will be taken before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Seriously, I have to ask myself this question. Do I really believe that? What is the keyword? Really. If I really believe that, then there is nothing in the world which can stop me from waking up and going for Salatul Fajr to the masjid. Nothing. Except death. But if I don't really believe that, then anything can stop me. Absolutely anything. Makes sense. And that's what I remind myself with and say that let me be very clear, because if this attitude of mine, if my iman today is such that it cannot even take me out of my bed to go and stand in salah, how is this iman going to help me when I'm dying? How is this iman going to help me when Malakul Maut is before me? How is this iman going to help me on the day of judgment when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is this iman going to take me across the sirat? How is it going to happen? So it's time to get real, face ourselves and say that do I really have iman? Do I really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I believe, then let me demonstrate this belief for myself and as proof before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by ensuring that I pray properly, I pray on time, and I go and pray in the masjid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength to do this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin.